I think the problem was the law was changed very quickly, and there was no education given to anybody. And it was kind of like, yeah, you can have a medicinal cannabis from the 1st of November, it's going to be available. And all of a sudden, 1st of November arrived and nobody knew anything about it. Nobody had any stock. It was just all very, very quick, but no planning behind it, really.
What is it that needs to be changed in order for it to be better communicated?
A lot of people are asking for trials, which are normally done a couple of years before medication gets released. So we haven't had any trials on medicinal cannabis, even though the group of children that we're working with, Endel Payne, have all offered their children as trials, because a lot of them are taking medicinal cannabis at the moment privately, and they can't get any evidence until they have the trials. So it's very difficult. If they're not going to take our children as trials, then how can we prove it works in a trial, if that makes sense?
So you feel that the process itself hasn't been well put together from the start, and that these trials, obviously, if they were to be put in place, would ensure a smoother transition?
I think so, yeah. It is basically lack of information, lack of education. It is a new drug, but it's proven in some cases that it helps. Fatigue, it definitely helps. You know, she's gone down from 300 seizures a day to a maximum of about 10. So that might still sound like quite a lot in one day, but from 300 to 10 is a massive, massive improvement. And not just in seizures, but her quality of life has dramatically improved as well. And there's other children in the country that are using the medication that have agreed the same thing. Some of them are seizure-free completely. So, you know, this is our evidence. This is our UK-based evidence at the moment. These children are either seizure-free or a massive reduction in seizures.
Do you feel it's given almost a full sense of hope?
Yeah, definitely. I was sure that when I fought so hard back in the last year when Tegan was poorly, when it became available, I was like, yes, brilliant, we'll finally have it. I had to fight to get Epidiolex. So that took me a threatened legal action to get Epidiolex. I finally got that. When it stopped working, and I asked for an extract of cannabis oil, they said they couldn't prescribe. And this was in April. So I was like, it doesn't make sense. How can you not prescribe it? It's legal, but nobody will prescribe. The issue I'm facing now is the funding. I've got a doctor willing to prescribe on the NHS that has said, I want to prescribe medication, but the NHS haven't agreed to pay for the medication, so they can't. Until I get funding agreed, nobody can prescribe.